Hello and welcome to this podcast from The Devil in the Detail. I'm Rob Paxton and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils were victorious last week with a away win against Huddersfield Giants. They won 16 points to 18. Two tries from Nenny McDonald, one from Ethan Ryan, and three goals from Mark Sneed was enough. I spoke to two-try hero Nenny McDonald, captain Callum Watkins and Gil Dudson after the game, and this is what they had to say. So I'm joined by two-try hero, Nenny McDonald. Big win.
Yeah, massive win. They made it very hard for ourselves. They clawed back. They played well with 12 men. They scored three tries, and we're just happy to get the 2 points at the end of the day.
What's going through your head as you intercept there and you've got 70 metres to run?
Score the try and run straight to the fans. Pretty much. They were hammering us at the start. They were playing well and they were getting up in D, and that was just a crucial time to get that.
Yeah, 20 minutes with 12 men shows defensive steel that we've got.
Yeah, we're playing well as a team and we're good off the field as a group, and it's translating onto the field.
Yeah, obviously, you know, games like that, performances like that, going forward, we're looking at that thinking, you know, it's a playoff performance. It's good practice for the end of the season when hopefully we are in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. The goal is to get to the end of the season, play finals and lift that trophy. And we've got a great group, and if we keep playing the way we are, sticking together, hopefully we all stay injury-free as well, and I think we'll do something amazing this year.
Lee next week, another big game, big derby game.
Yeah, we got them last time, so I'm sure they'll come for payback, so it'll be a good game for us.
How far can this team go?
Well, I have all belief that we can go all the way. I'm trusting our team, and I think we can go all the way, and hopefully everyone else in the team has that belief, so the way we're going to get there.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us tonight and good win that. Well done. Cheers. So I'm joined by Gil Dudson. Big win that.
Yeah, mate. Massive that. Huddersfield, tough team. It was a tough game, that. Really tough game. Took us right to the end as well. And we had to hang on there at the end, which a bit disappointing, but, you know, we still got the 2 points.
Two long range tries in that first half. Obviously, we've got a style of play at Salford and, you know, that's what it's all about. Scoring from range.
Yeah, you know, we like to play with the ball. I think we're a little bit disappointed with the way that we defended the first half of that game. Yeah, we've got a lot more in us defensively. I think the week before, you know, our defence really shone through, and I think we was a little bit off with that today. But, you know, we'll take the win any way we can.
What was the talk like in the half-time, obviously, down to 12 men?
Yeah, same. Just keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes when teams go up to 12 men, it can give them a bit of impetus to throw the ball around, and you end up on your heels a little bit, just trying to make sure that you don't lose the advantage. So, you know, I think for most of the game there, we were doing all right, but, you know, towards the end, I think it showed again. You're kind of holding on there, and we need to be a bit better there.
Finish, yeah,
a bit
higher. Dug in on that in that second half, obviously 20 minutes with 12 men, but the heart was shown, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we've got 2 points. It's all that matters.
Yeah, it's like a playoff performance. That obviously later in the season, bigger games like that, it's a good test.
Yeah, massively. I think last week was the same. You know, every team is a tough game. There's no easy games in this league anymore. I think that showed with London away. You know, we come away there with, I think it was a 2 point victory or maybe a bit more, but it was a tight game. You know, we're just building our performances, and, you know, there's bits we need to work on every week, and hopefully we'll just keep building and building.
Yeah, Lee next week, another big game.
Yeah, massive. They're finding a bit of form as well. So again, it's going to be a real tough game. You know, we're a defence first team. I know people talk about our attack and we throw the ball around, but you can't do that without having faith and trusting your defence. So, you know, we're going to have to come out of their defence first again, and hopefully we can build on the back of that.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us tonight, and a good win. Well done.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
I'm joined by Callum Watkins. Big win that.
Yeah, we'll take it. Got a bit scary there in the last 10-15 minutes, but we got the result, which was the main thing. And I think in terms of our, you know, desperation in our defence, I think we've improved massively with that. So positives with that, and obviously the result, which was great.
Yeah, so you talk about a desperate defence, but come towards the end of the season, playoff time, that's the kind of intensity you need to play in. So it's a good warm up for that when we get there.
Yeah, well, I spoke with Aggie about it, and we talked about going into them situations a little bit more and learning as a team how to get through them situations, because, you know, teams are going to get desperate at times in them situations. Huddersfield did, and executed some plays really well, albeit being with 12 men. Yeah, you're going to be put in situations that are uncomfortable, but we've got to be able to deal with it as a team. And I thought, yeah, conceded a couple of tries there at the end, but that last set in defence was good enough for us to get the win.
Yeah, Lee next week, derby day. Big game.
Yeah, big game. And they're coming in good form now, and they're always a good team. You know, they've been playing well, and they're just been struggling to get the results, but over the last couple of weeks have been good, been really good. So we're at their place as well, which is going to be great atmosphere from both sides. So looking forward to a good challenge there.
How far can this team go?
As far as it wants to. I think, you know, this, we've got a really good group, and that's the big thing. You've got a good group of players that work hard for each other, and you know, when you get in them situations, be able to work together and get through it, and that's what it's all about. You go through them moments where not everything goes your way, and that's rugby league for you. You've got to be able to deal with that, and I think this group's got a lot of resilience and a lot of confidence from that. So yeah, we're happy with the result, and yeah, we've started really well this season. I think it's a big thing for us. It's about being consistent as well, getting the results, and we need to keep that going now.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good win. Well done.
Thank you.
The victory against Huddersfield Giants put Paul Rowley's men up to sixth place. Paul Whiteside spoke to head coach Paul Rowley after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Coach's Corner.
Right, I'd like to say Paul Rowley joins me. Another big win tonight, built on solid defence and desire and that willingness to work for each other.
Definitely, I think we had to weather a bit in the first 25 minutes. I thought Huddersfield were very good. They controlled the ruck with them without the ball. We scored two fantastic tries. And then we took over the game through Mark Snead, kicking game and field position and possession as well. I thought our completions throughout were really high. Back to where we've been, which was good. If you're going to play against Huddersfield, you need to be good in them areas and kind of beat them at their own game. You've got to be willing to bend your back and earn it, because they're a good team. We know that. They've got good players. They stick to the system that they believe in. And so we had to challenge that. And I thought we did. I thought we was good with the ball. And, you know, it's I think when Sam Stone's try, or Ryan Bradley's try, got disallowed for Sam Stone obstruction, I thought it was an incorrect call. I thought we had the ability to go on and have a good, solid win here. Today, so I'm glad we got there, however close it was in the end, because I felt we thoroughly deserved it.
I'm going to say, did you feel comfort on that first half? Because I never really thought Huddersfield really threatened us, and you seem to have had them.
Yeah, I thought we had the ability to go on, like I say, and it had a strong scoreline written all over it. But again, you've got to credit your opposition as well, that they created some chaos. There was a lot of penalties, there were a lot of two yellows, a red card, a lot more than we've seen in recent weeks, in recent games. It's hard to keep up, and I thought that chaos suited a team that were chasing a game, but they had the players to capitalise on that chaos and space. So credit to Huddersfield for doing that.
Big plays though, wasn't they? Particularly that start of that second half. You down to 12 man, Ryan Briley's off, and you force the Huddersfield player behind the, and we get a try from that at the back of that. I think Stevie forces a dropout, so it's big play like that.
Huge period without Ryan on, because we controlled the ball. It didn't tax us too much energy wise because we controlled the ball, so we came through that unscathed. And ultimately, I think if we'd have come through that tired or a bit beat up, then I don't think we lost the game there, because towards the end we were shipping them on and shipping them off in terms of players who were going down busted. So I think it's a costly win in terms of injuries, but one game at a time, we'll play what's in front of us, and against the Huddersfield side that's very, very strong and in good form, then we're delighted to get the win.
You've just beat two really fancied teams last couple of weeks. You must be a fancied team. And everyone seems to write us all off, don't they? But you like it that
Keep
way.
It
but
quiet.
You said it at a cost. Mm. You've lost two players. I think, did you say Joe Mellor's broke his arm?
Joe Mellor's gone now for a considerable time. So, and like Killard is, Joe Shorrocks is as well. So, yeah. And there's a couple more as well, but hopefully they come through all right. So.
Is anybody near in the way about? How's David Nofaluma?
He's going to play in the reserves tomorrow, so he's like anybody at the club, he's got to earn his shirt, and at the minute he's playing in the reserves.
Should we get anybody else nearer coming back to fit? How's Ben Illiwell doing?
Illiwell's good to go. He's playing in the reserves to get some game time, and Chris Hankinson were in the squad today, so we've got a couple of bodies back, but positionally they kind of don't cover Joe Mellor. We can probably work around Josh Shorrocks a bit more. But they do provide quite a bit of energy. Any player down here is a big loss, because they're all valuable in their own little way.
You certainly have it tough, don't you? I mean, you get a good win, but then there's something else to worry about, Paul.
Yeah, and you know what? Kind of start enjoying that after a bit, don't you? If it was easy, then maybe we wouldn't enjoy it as much. But I'd like to give it a go, nevertheless.
You certainly do, mate. Thanks very much for speaking to us, Paul. Best of luck next week at Lee, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers,
mate.
Buddy.
Also, our reserves were in action on Saturday. They beat Wakefield. 2 tries from fullback Nathan Connell, 1 from Joe Purcell and Josh Wagstaff, and a drop goal from Kai Morgan secured a 23-16 victory for Stuart Wilkerson's boys. Our ladies were also in action, in nines action in Warrington. Unfortunately, they were eliminated in the group stages, beaten by Wigan, London and Huddersfield, but I'm sure it gives Mike Grady's ladies opportunity to concentrate on their league form in the next few months. Final bit of this pop-up podcast, we're going to see what's happening in the world of rugby league with Paul Whiteside's Whiteside's World of Rugby.
Here is this week's Devil in the Detail amateur report, and of course, the world of rugby league. We'll start off this week with the National Conference League. Rochdale Mayfield continued their good form. They won away from home against Thato Heath Crusaders. Always a tough trip to Thato Heath. Close game this one, 18-16 at the break. Rochdale Mayfield edged it 28 points to 22. That win keeps Rochdale Mayfield in touch with the top. Siddeley, top of the table with 14 points. Then follow West Hull and Rochdale Mayfield. Rochdale Mayfield take on West Hull. We'll talk about that in a minute when we talk about the fixtures. But moving on to Division 1. Waterhead Warriors won. They beat Wollstone Rovers by 30 points to nil. Saddleworth Rangers were beaten in the Oldham Derby in Division 2. It was Saddleworth 6, Oldham St Anne's 34. So, as I said, Rochdale Mayfield at home to West Hull this weekend. A win for Mayfield could take them... Well, it would take them second because the Siddeley have got a far superior points difference, over 100 and about 100 difference, I think it is there. So that's a big game over Rochdale Mayfield. That game's this Saturday, as is Stanley against Waterhead Warriors in Division 1. Division 2, Barrow Island face Oldham St Anne's, and Millham take on Saddleworth Rangers. Well, turning our attention to the North West Youth Leagues, the under-18s Premier Division results from the weekend. It was Roos Pioneers 10, Waterhead Warriors 36. In Division 1, Folly Lane 26, Charlie Panthers 16, Halton Farmworth Hornets 26, Saddleworth Rangers 18. In the under-16s Premier Division, Lee Minor Rangers 42, Rochdale Mayfield 6. In Division 2 of the under-16s, Ashton Bears beat Waterhead Warriors by 40 points to 12. In the under-15s, Division 1, Oldham St Anne's 30, Oral St James 22. Division 2, Saddleworth Rangers 10, Lee Minor Rangers 24. In Division 4 of the under-15s, Langworthy Reds 0, Clockface Miners 42. In the under-14s, Division 2, Newton Storm 16, Rochdale Mayfield 38, Oldham St Anne's 10, Salford City Roosters 30, Oral St James 34, Saddleworth Rangers 12, West Horton Lions Blues 12, Burton Wood Bulldogs 42. In the under-13s, Division 2, Langworthy Reds 18, Hindley 44, Saddleworth Rangers 4, Hares Finch Hawks Blacks 26. And in Division 4 of the under-13s, Folly Lane had a great win. They beat Oldham St Anne's goals 34 points to 18. Thato Heath Crusaders 48, Saddleworth Rangers 0. The fixtures for this weekend, there's some cup ties. In the under-18s, North West Youth Cup, Wigan St Jude's at home to Saddleworth Rangers. In the under-16s, Premier Division, Folly Lane at home to Blackbrook Royals. Rochdale Mayfield take on Shevington Sharks. In Division 1 of the under-16s, Oldham St Anne's at home to Widnes Moorfield. Division 2, Charlie have got Waterhead Warriors. In the under-15s, North West Cup, Oldham St Anne's Golds are at home to Halton Farmworth Hornets. Salford City Roosters are at home to Lee Minor Rangers Golds. Waterhead Warriors face Wigan St Jude's Maroons, and Wigan St Jude's Golds are at home to Folly Lane. In the under-14s, North West Cup, Rochdale Mayfield entertain West Bank Bears. Division 2 of the under-14s, Ashton Bears against Oldham St Anne's. Newton Storm face Salford City Roosters. West Horton Lions Blues are home to Saddleworth Rangers. Division 3, Charlie Panthers face Waterhead Warriors. And finally, in the under-13s, North West Cup, Crossfields have got Oldham St Anne's Greens. Hindley Stags face Saddleworth Rangers Rhinos. Lee Minor Rangers are home to Waterhead Warriors. And Folly Lane face Bank Quay in the North West Plate under-13s. Also in that, Wigan St Patrick's, I've got Cadiz Head Rhinos. In Division 2 of the under-13s, finally, Wollstone Rovers Golds are at home to Langworthy Reds. We'll turn our attention to French Rugby League. In the Championship playoffs results, Limoux 44, Saint-Estève Catalan 10, and Pierre 24, Lézignan 16. The fixtures for this week, there's one game on Saturday, a 6 o'clock kickoff in the Championship semi-finals. Albi have got Limoux, and on Sunday at 3:30, Carcassonne face Pierre. Well, moving on to the North West Men's League, some results from the weekend just gone. In the Cup on Saturday, it was Halton Farmworth Hornets 22, West Horton Lions 26. In the Trophy, Garswood Stags 26, Waterhead Warriors 8. In the Shield, Hares Finch 86, West Horton Lions 0. And the fixtures for this weekend all played on Saturday, the 11th of May. In the Premier Division, Latchford Albion face Folly Lane. In Division 1, Chorley Panthers have got Salford City Roosters. Battle Heath Crusaders A are at home to West Orton Lions. In Division 2, Waterhead Warriors A are at home to Newton Storm. Division 3, Cadishead Rhinos are at home to Runcorn Highfield. Higginshaw face Garswood Stags. And in Division 4, Haydock Warriors have got Langworthy Reds, and Oral St James A are at home to Bolton. In Student Rugby League, Salford Red Devils are away to Warrington Wolves A. That's on Wednesday, the 8th of May, so by the time you listen to this, that result could possibly be in. There were some results from the reserves at the weekend. On Thursday, Bradford Bulls 8, Huddersfield Giants 8. On Saturday, Leeds Rhinos 70, London Broncos 10. Leeds Leopards 32, Castleford Tigers 42. Salford Red Devils 23, Wakefield Trinity 16. Warrington 20, Hull FC 34. And Wigan Warriors 44, Hulkingston Rovers 0. In the Academy, there's some fixtures this week. On Thursday night, it's Bradford against Hull FC, Leeds against Wakefield. On Saturday, Huddersfield have got Wigan Warriors. Warrington Wolves have got Hulkingston Rovers, and Castleford face St Helens. In the Scholarship, the result from Wednesday the 1st of May was Bradford 6, Leeds 68, Huddersfield 24, Castleford 56, St Helens 14, Hulkingston Rovers 22, Warrington 19, Wigan 6, and Hull FC under 16s won 2 out of their 3 modified 10 aside games against Wakefield Trinity. So I'm not quite sure what happened in that. There was a no result there, so sounds a bit confusing that to me. In Women's Rugby League, in the Championship this weekend, Barrow face Castleford Tigers, Lee Leopards have got Hulkingston Rovers, Ulton Redettes face Sheffield Eagles, and Stanley at home to Dewsbury Moor. Well, moving on again to the Championship. We'll look at the Championship now. Barrow Raiders 24, Batley Bulldogs 14. That was a Sunday game. Pretty surprised score, that really, Barrow. They've struggled so far this season, but they've now leapfrogged Batley in the table. Dewsbury Rams 21, Toulouse Olympic 38, Featherstone Rovers 36, Halifax Panthers 16, Sheffield 10, Wakefield 36. That was Friday night. Swinton Lions were well beaten on Sunday. Swinton 12, Bradford Bulls 38. Widnes Vikings battle to victory over Doncaster 16 points to 14, and York Knights 16, Whitehaven 36. I thought that was quite a surprise score as well. York are struggling a bit this season. 1-1 from 7 so far. So the table, Wakefield are top 7 from 7, followed by Sheffield and Widnes, who've got 6 from 7. Then it's Featherstone, Bradford and Toulouse that make up the playoff places. Doncaster, Swinton, Whitehaven, Barrow and Batley are just outside. And Dewsbury and York are bottom, with Halifax just above. In round 8 of the Betfred League 1, this was a surprise score. I didn't see this one coming. Keith Lecoo was 18, Hunslet 26, Oldham 74, Newcastle 0. Rochdale Hornets 56, Cornwall 24, Workington 16, Midland Hurricanes 26. Another surprise score, I thought, with the Midlands winning there. There's one fixture this weekend. That is on Sunday the 12th. That's Midlands Hurricanes against Cornwall. It's a 2 o'clock kick of the league table. Oldham is 6 from 6. Keighley is 6 from 7. But Oldham are top on points difference. And Hunslet have got 10 points. Rochdale 8 points. Workington 7 points. And Midlands Hurricanes 6 points. Newcastle Thunder and Cornwall yet to get off the mark. This weekend coming, don't forget, it's the 1895 Cup semi-finals. There's no games in the Championship. There's just that solitary fixture in Betfred League 1 between Midlands and Cornwall. So the 1895 Cup semis are both played on Sunday. They're both 3 o'clock kickoffs. Bradford Bulls face Wakefield Trinity. And York Knights are at home to Sheffield. Wakefield, I don't think, have been to Wembley since 1979, when they played in the Challenge Cup final against Widnes. So they've waited a long time. I think they're one of the teams that's had the longest wait. Well, obviously Salford have waited. The supporters have anyway. We got to the COVID final in 2020. Wakefield, yeah, 1979 the last time they got there. So good luck to them this weekend against Bradford Bulls. York against Sheffield as well. So Super League round 10. Great win for Salford on Friday night. Rob will be talking about all this on the podcast, no doubt. 18-16, Salford won there at the Giants. Hulkingston Rovers had a good win on Saturday. They beat St Helens by 40 points to 20. Sellout crowd there at Craven Park as well. Leeds Rhinos beat London 46 points to 8 on Friday night. Lee Leopards and Castleford drew 28 points apiece. That was after extra time and some late tries as well. The two senior brothers, Innes Senior and Lewis Senior, both scored in the last sort of 7 minutes of that game to bring Castleford Tigers back into it. No one could win it in extra time, so they shared a point apiece, 28 apiece. Warrington Wolves beat Hull FC 24 points to 6, and Wigan beat Catalan Dragons on Thursday night by 30 points to 8. So the fixtures for this week in the Super League: Warrington face Hull KR at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Castleford have got St Helens 8 o'clock on Friday. Salford face Lee away at 5 past 8 on Friday. On Saturday, half past 5, Catalans I've got Leeds Rhinos slightly earlier at 3 o'clock. Huddersfield Giants entertain Wigan Warriors. And there's one game on the Sunday at 3 o'clock. This will be a good one. London Broncos are at home to Hull FC. So the table at the moment. Well, the top six are all level. They're all joint top on 14 points. Wigan have got a game in hand, but it's Wigan top 14 points, followed by Warrington, St Helens, Hull KR, Catalans and Salford on points difference. There's a two-point break then to Leeds Rhinos, who've got 12 points. Huddersfield have got 10. Lee Leopards on 5, Casford on 5, Hull on 2, and London still yet to get off the mark on 0. Finish off with the NRL this week. It was round 9, Brisbane Broncos 18, Sydney Roosters 40, in front of over 40,000 on Friday in that game. Fantastic crowd. Excuse me, but a big win for the Sydney Roosters. Canterbury Bulldogs 22, West Tigers 14, Cronulla 20, St George Illawarra Dragons 10. Cronulla's great form continues. They've won 7 from 8 so far. We'll have a look at the league table in a minute. Gold Coast Titans 20, Melbourne Storm 22, Manly Seagulls 24, Canberra Raiders 26, Newcastle Knights 14, New Zealand Warriors 8, North Queensland Cowboys 26, the Dolphins 28, and South Sydney Rabbitohs 12, Penrith Panthers 42. The fixtures for this week: Thursday, the Dolphins face Manly Seagulls at 10:50. On Friday, there's two matches: 9 o'clock is Penrith and Canterbury, 11 o'clock is Parramatta and Brisbane. On Saturday, three fixtures: 6 a.m. it's West against Newcastle Knights, at 8:30 it's St George Illawarra against South Sydney Rabbitohs, 10:30 Melbourne have got Cronulla, and two fixtures on Sunday: the early 5 o'clock kickoff in the morning is Sydney Roosters against New Zealand Warriors, followed by Gold Coast against Queensland at 7:05. So, top of the table, Cronulla, 7 from 8, followed by Melbourne Storm, who've also got 16 points, and 14 points is Penrith, 12 points is Dolphins, Manly have got 11, then there's three teams on 10, Sydney Roosters, Brisbane and Canterbury making up the playoff places. Canberra are just outside the bottom two, South Sydney Rabbitohs, who've lost their coach this week, Jason Dimitriou, and Gold Coast are also down there as well. So that's all I've got for you this week. Been a bit of a marathon one, that. Take care. I shall see you on Friday night at the Lee Sports Village for Salford against Lee. I think it's at 8:05 kickoff according to League Express, so slightly later than the 7:45 at Huddersfield. Take care, have a good week, and I'll see you soon.
So big thanks for joining us on this podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, Devil in the Detail SRD. You can find us on X at DITDSRD, and you find us on SoundCloud, iTunes and Spotify. Big thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Red Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.
Devil in the Detail.